gas, everything, and they forget to put one tire on.
Useless.
You know, and it's similar to a hockey team. You could have all this, but if you know, like, especially when we get a group of five on the ice, if you have one tire missing, you're not going to get far, I don't think. And we're a little like that right now. We've got a lot of the nice pieces and everything, and we're just a little off in some things. We've got to get a couple guys more on board. And what happens? And you can get frustrated as a player when things aren't going your way, and or your team is not doing well. And we have our players and student athletes that care so much that all of a sudden they want to start trying to do more, and you actually do too much. You care too much, and then you start getting away from the game plan and thinking you have to do some things yourself, and that it doesn't help. Actually, it goes against what you're trying to do, and I think that's where we're at a little bit now. We have to protect that and just tell the players, hey, you know, just do your job, stay within the system. You know, when you get some opportunities to do what you're good at, go for it. And that's where we're at, and that's an easy thing to fix. It's when guys don't care and you have some problems or giving up. We don't have that at all. In fact, we're the opposite. We got so many guys who care so much that they're trying to do too much on themselves.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We do have a couple more questions to get to, but we need to take a timeout. We'll also talk about the big series coming up, homecoming weekend, or Hall of Fame weekend, I should say, for Michigan Tech, and all that and more on the Mel Pearson Show.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. Save your bucks at Bucko's during their Oktoberfest sale. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All Coke and Pepsi 2-liter products, only two for $3. Keep things cool. Nice ice prices, four bags, $5. All 7-Up 20-ouncers, 90 cents. All Pepsi products, 12-pack cans, two for $9. 32-ounce Powerades, 10 for $10. All Gatorade drinks on sale. Food department, Bucko's has a full line of jerky products, along with all your favorite snacks. Bucko's, your DNR headquarters of the North, reminds everyone to get your hunting license now. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingan knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology, cutting edge. Experience, over 28 years. Results, game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach and I are just talking away here. We're almost forgot to come back on the air. Another question, Coach. Anybody standing up in the with the captains in between periods and kind of trying to get the guys going? And
confidence? Oh yeah. No, we've got really good leadership here between you know, Cliff Watson being the captain, and then Neville Baltus and Hannah. You know, all seniors. So yeah, there's no issues there, and they're. Like I said, it's nice to have them. They're another extension of the coaches, but they are. They're, you know, we hear them talking there as a team, and I like it because there's no panic, there's no yelling and screaming. Everything is very constructive, and I think you can see that. Like, even after a tough loss on Friday, you know, some teams would just not recover from that. And then you come out the next night and give up the first goal. You could be going, okay, lay it on. But, you know, going out shoot a team like we did and outplay a team like we did, I think that says a lot about our team. And you know, even down 1-0, down 2-1, you know, continue to fight back. So good for our players. And no, they're good.
Lesperance and Heinonen leading the team in shots, struggling to score goals right now. What do they need to do?
Well, you can see it when Joel gets that opportunity like he did late in the game. And, you know, it's just usually a tap in for him. And Tyler's playing well. He's trying to do a little bit too much at times. But he's, you know, they'll come. They'll come. The goals will come. It's similar to Alex Kyle on Michigan having one goal through five games. So Joel and Tyler will continue to get chances. And once they do, it's like anything. Then they start going in.
Next question is, Coach, about Northern Michigan. What do we need to worry about with Coach Walt Cowles?
Yeah, they're playing well. You know, they're playing aggressive right now. I think their best player is their goaltender. So here we go again, seeing another good goalie, and we're going to have to get traffic and get them moving and get some shots. We're going to have to put a lot of pressure on their defense. And like I said, they've got a lot of young guys playing, but they're playing well. So they just went down to Ferris and won and tied on the road. So
and scored a lot of goals on
and
Friday
they're scoring night. A lot of goals. They scored a lot of goals against Wisconsin. One hiccup they had against Bemidji where they got shut out both games. So, it's going to be a typical Tech Northern game. You know, it's going to be physical, fast-paced, and usually goes right down to the end. So we just have to play with a lead. If we can get a lead, I think that'll be key against them and try to get some separation. And then, like I said, just take care of business here at home and give ourselves to have a good chance for a good weekend.
Do guys like Heinonen and Lesperance, who are goal scorers who are struggling right now, is it worth their time to go and look at film specifically on Ate Tolvanen and goaltender's techniques and stuff?
Oh, yeah. And just one thing I like to do is just take all their goals from last year and just have them watch, you know. So you're sending a positive message, a positive visualization to them, and they can see what they're doing and how goals were going in. And I think now they think they've got to do, you know, score these sports center goals. Well, you don't, you know. So, but there's no question. Look at goalies, and they'll see in the tapes where they scored on him last year and how they scored. So, I'm not overly concerned with those two players.
1975 NCAA championship team getting inducted along with Whitey and Petey, and this be a special weekend.
Well, it will, and there's a number of the players coming back. I don't have the list in front of me, but there's a couple that I won't be here. But it's going to be a great turnout, and quite a great honor. And I told our players to make sure they take a look at these guys to see what they'll look like in a few years down the road. But no, that was a fantastic team. That was a great team, and they went to the finals 3 years in a row against Minnesota, I think, if you remember back then, Dirk. And unfortunately, we only came away with one. But still, winning a national championship is pretty special. And we saw that weekend. We saw that this weekend in Ann Arbor, them recognizing their team. And I'm really looking forward to celebrating the 75 team and also Petey and Scott White, who were really good, great players here. And like I said, have gone on, and they're successful, you know, people in their own communities and what they're doing now. So it's going to be a fantastic weekend. We have ArcelorMittal T-shirt giveaway, I think 1,000 T-shirts for the students. And so it's going to be a fun weekend, and it's Northern Michigan. What more do you need to say?
Right, and we'll be at the MUB on Wednesday from noon to 1, giving away 100 of those T-shirts.
Noon to 1, yeah. Even if you're not a student, you can probably come in there, and we ask some pretty crazy questions. So, you know, you have to earn the T-shirt, Dirk. We just don't give them away. But, no, it'll be a fun weekend, and then obviously we get to go down to Northern on Saturday. But, yeah, come on out and help celebrate the 1975 National Championship team. And it'll be nice to honor them. And I think if we have a packed house, I mean, a lot of these guys haven't been back at all. So for them to come back and just see the Tech hockey is still alive and well will be fantastic. And to show them the appreciation for what they did a couple years ago.
Mitch and I were talking about how great it is that game, that 6-1 win over Minnesota, is on YouTube. You can YouTube and watch the whole game, which is great.
Well, it's great. Jimmy Warden will be back, and like I said, just Mike Zook will be back. So a lot of those top guys on that team will be back, and it'll be fun to see them and see how they all look, see if they can still play.
Can't wait. And we're really looking forward to that. All right, so Coach, good luck this weekend. Have a great weekend, week of practice.
We will. We're you know, knock on wood, we're healthy. Alex Healy's got blocked a big shot there for us. He played a few shifts, but his ankle was sore, so he couldn't finish the game. And looks like he's going to be okay. But I like this team, and you know, we're doing a lot of really good things. We just have to get that tire put back on the car, and we'll be running down that highway pretty smooth there. So, again, thanks to all the fans, and thanks for all the people who came out down at Michigan to support us. And we look forward to having a big crowd here Friday night. Go Huskies.
Very good. We'll have the games for you here on Mix 93 also. And don't forget, Wednesday at noon, we'll be live here from the Memorial Union Building. That's the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock to Keweenaw Bay, Greenland, Covington. This is Mix 93, WKMJ.